This is Reflections in Black, and I'm your host, Raven Cook. Reflections in Black is a segment dedicated to exploring the legacy of Black Americans in the United States and around the globe. Reflections in Black also provides resources for understanding and hope for all people. Josephine St. Pierre was born August 31, 1842, to a leading Boston family. Her father was the founder of Boston Zion Church and was originally from the island of Martinique, and her mother was an English-born white woman. The St. Pierres sought out the best educational opportunities for their daughter and sent her to Salem, Massachusetts, where the schools were integrated from the efforts of the 19th-century abolitionist John Lennox Redmond. At the age of 15, Josephine married George Ruffin, America's first Black Harvard Law School graduate. George Ruffin would go on to become the first Black municipal judge in Boston, as well as sit on the Boston City Council and act as a representative in the Massachusetts State Senate. Mrs. Josephine Ruffin would graduate from a Boston finishing school and then go on for an additional 2 years of private tutoring. The Civil War would create a moment where many were called to serve through charity and organizational efforts. The Ruffins would hear the call and act, leading to important relationships, including connections for Mrs. Josephine Ruffin to Susan B. Anthony and Elizabeth Cady Stanton. Throughout the late 19th century, Josephine St. Pierre would play a critical role in building the Black Women's Club movement. She would become editor of the Women's Era newspaper, the first newspaper edited by a Black woman, and would partner with her daughter, Florida Riley, and a local Boston school principal, Maria Baldwin, to start the organization, the Women's Era Club. Ruffin was also involved, as much as she could participate, in learning from white women's organizations and the strategies she would then take to mobilize the Black women's organizations. In 1895, she put together the first Black Women's Convention, which drew 100 women from 20 different organizations. The convention created an umbrella organization known as the National Federation of African American Women. A year later, the organization would then be called the Colored Women's League, before finally taking on the name the National Association for Colored Women in 1896. The National Association for Colored Women would work tirelessly to reclaim the dignity of Black womanhood, denied through slavery and minstrelsy, and seek to mobilize Black women as active participants in local, state, and national politics. Josephine St. Pierre would serve as one of the presidents and would continue to act as a light and voice for Black women in America, in a time where Black women's voices were not represented in the women's movement. She would pass away March 13, 1924, but her life and service are finding a voice among young Black female scholars and activists today. Today, we celebrate the incredible life and legacy of the powerful Ms. Josephine St. Pierre Ruffin.
Reflections in Black is a production of KUAF Public Radio in Fayetteville. You can hear weekly segments on Ozarks at Large, and you can learn more about this program online at KUAF.com. Just search for Reflections in Black.